You are Locked On Magic, your daily podcast on the Orlando Magic, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is September 26, 2018. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. And if you follow me on Twitter at OMagicDaily, you can also follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. If you follow me on Twitter at OMagicDaily, you saw me post a little video this afternoon. And that little video contained actual Orlando Magic basketball. Yes, for the last 10 minutes of practice or so, the Magic opened up the gym to the media, let us watch a little bit of their scrimmage, and we got to see some Orlando Magic basketball. And let me tell you this, the highlight that I grabbed was about the only highlight of the scrimmage, and that's okay. It's the first practice. It's supposed to look a little rough at this point of the year. Indeed, the Orlando Magic back at work. Their first two practices of the season took place on Tuesday. I'll have a quick recap of that, as well as a look specifically at Mohamed Bamba and his growth and his path here in the early stages of training camp, the very early stages of training camp at that. But we want, before we get into any of that, I do want to remind everyone that you can check out all the great podcasts on Locked On Podcast Network. Just like there's a podcast covering the Orlando Magic, there's a podcast covering every team in the NBA. You can check out all the great podcasts to stay up to date on every team in the NBA, including the National Perspective from Locked On NBA. Definitely check those out. You can search for them on iTunes. Just search for Locked On and the team you are looking for. Monday was media day, obviously, and there was a lot of excitement and a lot of eagerness to get going, and that excitement, that eagerness always carries over to that first day. There's a little tiredness, a little windedness when it comes to the first day of training camp and beginning to learn and understand what the coaches are going to be expecting of each player and everything. But you know, it's the beginning of a season. If you're not excited at the beginning of a season, what are you really doing in the league? That's not a player you want on the team to begin with. But there's a lot of newness about this, too. Steve Clifford and his staff are coming in, implementing a new system, setting new expectations, and the hope is, as was described on Media Day, the hope is that they will set a new identity, a new culture, a new whatever word you want to use. They will set new standards for this team to grow and build from. And Steve Clifford has a very specific way of doing that. He's always had this very specific way that he goes about building his teams. It's obviously his teams have had a certain identity throughout his tenure as a head coach. They've always been defensive-minded. They've always been disciplined. They don't make a lot of mistakes. These are the kind of teams that Steve Clifford coaches, and of course they're hoping, the Magic are hoping, that rubs off on the players. But the way Clifford goes about it is very, very particular, and I think that's something that was very clear from the statements made after the first practice of the season.
You know, you start from ground zero every year, and you have to build a foundation. These guys have been working hard, and yet they have to get in rhythm with practicing and stuff. I mean, same thing with the coaches, you know, like you have to get back into rhythm, running practice and things like that. So, but yeah, obviously, like to me, listening, studying when you're not here, that's the quickest way to become experts on what we're doing.
Clifford generally said that the first practice, this is the morning session, not the evening session. Evening session was non-contact, mostly drill-based, but Clifford said that first practice was generally a good one. He was happy with how they played, and you know, maybe some rust to knock off and all that. Clifford runs his practices a little bit differently. It's very, as many players said throughout the last 2 days, very detail-oriented. It's all about getting the little things right and getting them down pat. And for Clifford, at least, those early practices, they scrimmage a lot more than a lot of other teams would. He said that they went 2 full quarters with officials scrimmaging in that first practice just to kind of get the competitive juices flowing and raise the intensity up a little bit. It was definitely felt like an intense scrimmage. You could see that they had installed some of their offense, some of their defense, but clearly not a lot of it. I think I noticed the same inbounds play being run by both teams. Again, just the one inbounds play. It was a nice little elevator play to spring DJ Augustin free at the top of the key. But this is kind of all part of the process. It's about laying down a brick. It's about mastering a subject before moving on to the next. And obviously, they have a schedule to keep, and they'll want to install more. And they'll use the non-contact evening session, perhaps, to install a little bit more offense. But to Clifford, to the coaching staff, and even to the players, you don't really grasp, you don't really understand what's being asked of you until you do it at full speed. So you get it down in a drill, you understand it, you drill it a little bit. But whether you can actually perform it comes in the scrimmage, in the live action of the play. And that's obviously something that Steve Clifford really, really cares about. Because it really is all about these details and getting these details down right at each step of the process. And of course, we're in practice one and two now, the very beginnings. And it's good to get that practice of applying it down pat.
It's intense. It's really attentive, more attentive than I've ever practiced, with a more so attention to detail. Not so much attention with players paying attention, but just the coach pretty much nitpicking every little thing. And even though it seems like a little thing, he believes, and it's true that it'll hit us in the butt later.
So this is very much the approach for the Magic early on in this training camp. Install something, drill it down, get it down, and then go out and play. Go out and apply it. See where you're at. That's where it seems like the Magic's approach is, or at least what Steve Clifford's approach is here in the early parts of camp. Now, obviously, it's camp. It's the first day of camp. Expectations are not low, I would say. That they're not low. I think they expect to get them all down. But the pressure to get it all down quickly is not quite there. Now, obviously, there's probably a schedule they need to keep, that they want to keep. They want to make sure that they're making progress, that mistakes aren't repeating, all that stuff. That stuff is important. But this is about the basics. This is the groundwork, the foundations for everything the Magic are going to do. And so it's important at this stage to get it right. I mean, you're going to hear a curse word coming up in the next soundbite. I'm going to warn you about that right now. But, you know, honestly, Evan Fournier probably says it best about what the expectations are for the Magic right now.
The expectations are just do your job, man. Yeah, like you have one job. That's probably what we keep talking about, is like things are clear. Like it's clear. For example, a closeout. You should close out this way with your leg this way. Your hands has to be this way. And if you don't do it, it's on you, and you know you fuck up. So you should always do your thing. Always know what you have to do, and if you do it, you know, we'll be all right.
Sorry again for the curse word from Evan Fournier, but that should convey the seriousness that they're taking about this stage of the process. This is, again, the stage of the process where you lay your foundations, your basic principles, the things that the whole castle will be built on, the whole team will be built on, the things and that they're learning and practicing in these early days, and everything else builds upon it. If you have a weak foundation, everything will crumble. And that's why Steve Clifford likes to get out and scrimmage, get competition going, get intensity up high to say, hey, we're not going to ease into this thing. We're going to play at a certain level. It's why, like Evan Fournier said there, the expectation level is set to a certain degree, that you are expected to do a certain thing, and you're going to be held accountable. The coaches are going to hold you accountable. It's what Jonathan Isaac said earlier. The little mistakes add up. If you have a little crack at this stage of the process, if those little things aren't down pat, then things will be worse in the long run. And so this early stage for the Magic is all about the details, something that Steve Clifford is well known for. It's all about getting those little things right so that when the Magic do build upon this foundation, that foundation will be firm. Before we move on to talk a little bit about Mo Bamba, I want to remind everyone that the first Magic preseason game is Monday. I know, doesn't seem like it should be this close, but it is. Monday, the Orlando Magic will travel to the Philadelphia 76ers, take on the Sixers. We'll have a preview of that on Monday's episode of Locked On Magic. And that game will be on NBA TV. We get to watch it on TV. I don't have to bring my radio with me. around. I don't have to go searching for my radio and for batteries to make sure that it works and find 96.9 The Game on there. Because remember, the game is around 96.9 The Game now. But Friday, 1 week from Friday, this Friday, 1 week from this Friday, the Magic opened their home preseason game against Flamengo. And while I have a seat on Media Row, you might want a seat in the Amway Center because A, Flamengo is a basketball team from Brazil and it should be a fun atmosphere inside the Amway Center. And B, the Magic are at home and they're playing a game. Let's watch them. And if you need help getting tickets to the game, there's not a better place to watch your favorite team, see your favorite concert, than to go onto Vivid Seats. With Vivid Seats, you can attend the concert, show, or sporting event of your choice at a great price. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. It is that specific. To make things even better, Vivid Seats is giving listeners an exclusive promo code for new customers to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more to save even more money. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, Locked On, for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, from the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more. Vivid Seats has it all. If it's a ticketed item, you can probably find a deal on Vivid Seats. I can't guarantee that, but I'm going to say it. Download the app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. Magic versus Flamengo next Friday at 7 o'clock at the Amway Center. Be there. No, be there. Be there. They're not going to wear their throwbacks yet. They're going to save that for opening night, but be there. One of the big storylines for the Orlando Magic entering training camp is undoubtedly Mo Bamba. You talk to Magic fans, you talk to national pundits, and Mo Bamba is someone that everyone gets excited for. Obviously, a new rookie, a high draft pick, the length, that there is a potential for him to really be a game-changing kind of player, the kind of player who transforms the team's defense. We can all see that potential. We can all feel that ability within him. And as he got his first taste of an NBA floor, as he got his first look on an NBA floor, it's pretty clear what he can eventually become.
He's super talented, really talented, really skilled. Once the game starts slowing down for him, he's a monster.
Derek's fine. I thought he did a good job. He got fatigued, but I thought he did a really good job. He's smart. It's just, again, I hope people are fair with him. It's a huge jump, and he's a young guy, and it's going to take him some time before he can learn and.
That's Aaron Gordon speaking first and Steve Clifford speaking second there. And Clifford offering a bit of a pause button on the hype train. And it's fair to say that that's what that is, because Magic fans are rightfully excited. They want to see Bamba on the floor and they want to see what he can do and hope that he can make an immediate impact. And I think he can. But certainly it's going to come in a little bit of a limited role. It does appear that the Magic are planning to bring him along slowly, but Clifford put it this way. How many 18 or 19 or 20-year-olds, Bamba's 20, make a true impact their rookie year? I actually looked this up. There's only 6 players who are 19 or 20 their rookie year who average 20 points per game or more. And it's a who's who list that includes Shaquille O'Neal. That's not likely who Bamba is. And maybe that's a completely unfair standard to live Bamba up to. So I think the idea with Bamba is to give him a role that he can succeed in, number one. And number two, let him grow, let him make mistakes, let him learn from those mistakes in more of a limited role, limited fashion. They're not going to throw too much at him too soon. They're not going to let his confidence get rocked. Because this is a guy who can figure things out, but still has such a long way to go. They're not expecting him to be a finished product this season. Now, Obviously, if he plays his way onto the court, if he makes such a big impact, he will get plenty of minutes on the court. And this first practice is not really about looking beyond that. It's not really looking beyond to what he can become or even what he can provide this year. It's really just about making sure, again, like I said earlier, that those foundations are put in, that he is doing the right things. And that's where a guy like Nikola Vucevic is coming in handy and is playing a big role in Bamba's development. Everyone praised Bamba in practice. But when you listen to Mo Bamba talk about his first practice, definitely felt like he knows he's got a long journey ahead of him.
Yeah, that's part of the evolution of basketball. That's part of the evolution of being a good player is, you know, reflecting on how you're playing. I can watch some NBA film of myself in summer league, but doesn't quite do it. But now I got some real raw film in practice. Kind of get better on that. Now the challenge this year is just going to be not waiting until the second half of the season and capitalizing on things early on.
This season is very much going to be a learning process for Mo Bamba. And it's important not to race too far ahead. When he's ready to do more, it will be obvious he's ready to do more. It'll be obvious when that time has come. And frankly, at this point, it's not obvious exactly what he's able to do immediately in the short term. The Magic will play him. They will throw him out there. They're not gonna play with too many kids' gloves with him. But they are going to be careful, too, to keep his confidence up, to preserve his body, because he still needs to put on a lot of weight. But Bamba is the kind of player, the kind of sense is there, that knows he has a lot to learn. And that's where a guy like Nikola Vucevic has honestly been already very helpful. Bamba has said that Vucevic has taught him a lot already. And Vucevic expanded on that a little bit, that, you know, he feels it's his responsibility to help the young guys, just like older players like Tony Batty helped him when he was young, teaching him tips and tricks and things to watch out for while they're on the floor, especially since they play the same position, knowing that his voice will have a lot more impact than the coach's voice in a lot of respects, as far as learning where to be and what to do on the floor. And, it's obviously an invaluable tool to have a veteran center. I mean, even a guy like Timofey Mozgov, I'm sure, can help Mo Bamba a lot develop and kind of shorten that learning curve a little bit. But there's undoubtedly a learning curve. In the little bit of scrimmage that we watched, yeah, it's easy to know that Mo Bamba is on the floor. It's easy to see when he's on the floor. He makes an impact just by his presence and his length. But he does. It's also clear that he's still looking to get comfortable out there, that the game is still a little fast for him. There was one play in the 10-minute scrimmage that we were able to watch as the media where, you know, DJ Augustin beat him on a layup. He was able to get the ball over his hands and into the basket. And that's probably not something he experienced very much at Texas. There was a play, the play that I grabbed off of on my video on Twitter. Jonathan Isaac finished up and around him. There probably weren't a lot of players at Texas who could do that. And so just being a little bit late, being a fraction late, is enough to give a lot of these immensely talented players enough time to beat you. And so that is very much part of the formula and part of the process that Bamba is going to go through as he learns and grows and develops as a player on this team. It's not going to come overnight. It's simply not going to come overnight. That much seems clear. He's going to need a little bit of time to grow and develop a little bit more this year before he makes that true impact. But all eyes are clearly also on him to begin taking steps, to take that first step like he did in training camp, and to take that next step, and then that next step, and to get better each day. Everyone is excited about him. No one is saying they're not excited about him. But certainly there seems to be a little bit of a pump the brakes that this isn't the year for Mo Bamba. This isn't necessarily the year for Mo Bamba, at least in that time. And you know, there's confidence that, you know, through the ups and downs that a rookie typically experiences, there's plenty of confidence that Mo Bamba will be someone the Magic can rely on heavily moving forward.
Yeah, I said it a bunch of times yesterday. Mo's going to be fine. He's a smart kid, hard worker. He has a bunch of dudes around him that are going to help him get better. Coaching staff is going to help him get better. So he's going to have his ups and downs just like any other rookie. But we're here for him, and he'll be all right.
Orlando Magic forward Jonathan Isaac speaking about Mohamed Bamba after his first day of training camp. Well, that's going to do it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all the fun places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. While you're there, definitely check out all the Locked On NBA podcasts and Locked On NBA. Also, the Locked On NFL podcast. There's a Locked On NFL podcast for almost all the NFL teams, if I'm not mistaken. Plus, a Locked On NFL show, just like there's a Locked On NBA show. And a Locked On Fantasy Football show. There's actually two Locked On Fantasy Football shows. I know I'm going to need the help as I set my lineup. I'm 2-1, another big win this week for my fantasy team. Hopefully can keep that train rolling down the tracks, get another win coming up this week as I climb the standings with the help of Locked On Fantasy Football. You can find Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7, Locked On Fantasy Football Experts, as well as check out the other great podcasts on the Locked On NFL Podcast Network. You can follow me, of course, on Twitter at philiprr_omd. And for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out orlandomagicdaily.com. That's going to do it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode for Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic. This has been Philip Rossenreich. I'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.